The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
58850. That's GUY to 85850.
Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Don Crow Show. You got it. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we talk about stuff going on. And as a matter of fact, we've been telling you we're going to talk with Larry Rosenthal. Larry, are you there with me?
Yes, I am,
Don. Oh, good. He's here. He's here. Well, let me tell you a little more, folks, about this man. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WAVA 105.1 FM, there's a very important and helpful program called Making Money Sense, and it's hosted by the voice you just heard, Larry Rosenthal. Now, Larry's a certified financial planner, professional. He's received a number of national community awards for service and excellence in his profession. No easy accomplishment, I might add. And, of course, many of you know he's the president and founder of Rosenthal Wealth Management. So we're going to give you a lot of information this hour as to how you can stay in touch with him. But more to the point, this hour, as he does on Saturday mornings, we're going to open the phones up. And as I said to you in the first hour, if you have a question about investments, stock market, all the other things that most of us just make our heads hurt when we try to deal with, Larry's the guy to talk to. And you can do that this hour right here on the show by calling our toll-free number, 888-293-9282. Again, that's 888-293-9282. Make note of that number so you can make use of it right away. 888-293-9282. So now, Larry, a more formal welcome, my friend. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Well, Don, thank you for having me, and thank you for all the kind words. I look forward to it every time we get on the air together.
Well, they're well-earned words. I'm not stroking you, as they say. You've done a great deal of service to a lot of folks through the years. Now, I know hot off the presses, so to speak, in today's news is President Trump's decision regarding China, his ongoing showdown, standoff, whatever you want to call it, with that big player in global finances. What's happened with China and the president today that I know is really on your mind right now?
Sure. Well, the markets, last night in overnight trading, the markets were down. They were depressed. They were under pressure. And this morning it all turned around on just a couple of quick words about delaying the September 1st additional 10% tariffs until December 15th. And then all of a sudden, the markets took off, and they closed up very high today, which was very nice to see. The S&P was up 42 points. The Dow was up 372, and the NASDAQ up over 152 points. Great day on Wall Street. And now all the buzz is out there about, did President Trump blink? Did President Trump walk backwards on this? Does China now have the upper hand in everything? And you have to remember this, that, in this trade imbalance, President Trump's just trying to improve it a little bit. He's not going to get it equal. There's just no way that's going to happen now. He's just trying to improve it a little bit. And his main thing is to protect America and make it work best for you and I as consumers and citizens. And by delaying the tariffs, It was till December 15th. It is to avoid any additional cost on goods and services in the upcoming Christmas, you know, shopping season. That's pretty much what was cited. So people are looking into this in a lot of different ways. And what people don't understand is when you lay a tariff out, when we've been laying these tariffs out towards China, China's been reducing the value of their currency, which doesn't create an additional cost in most cases for most products. So you don't see this inflationary pressure coming into the system so much. China has tried to change their currency up and down just a little bit. So on some goods, the merchant who's bringing it in, they're paying for it, and some of them they're passing it on to the consumer. Well, President Trump just didn't want to have those issues coming up in the coming Christmas season. That's pretty much what happened today. And obviously, if there's less trade tension, less trade talks, you know, the markets really like that, Don. And as you know, for many, many years, Wall Street always likes clarity of direction. So this gives some clarity into the next coming months anyway.
Now, in that regard, does this mean he's really not gotten anything out of the Chinese? He's given away some ground? Or is it really strictly, or maybe not strictly, but primarily driven by his concern, as you've just described, for Americans? As I understand it from some material you've already provided for me, I mean, these are things that Americans are going to be buying in the next few months: laptops, cell phones, gaming consoles, other stuff that, especially going into the Christmas season, the American public's going to be not too happy if they have to pay a 10% tariff on it, right?
No, absolutely not. And again, that 10% tariff can be borne by China by them lowering the value of their currency, or it can be passed through to the merchant, and the merchant can choose to eat some of it or pass it all or a portion of it on to you and I as consumers. So it has to go through a couple of doors in order to get to the consumer. And basically, the move today was basically to say, hey, I don't want to take that chance in the upcoming shopping season for the American consumer to have to pay should China not devalue again and should the merchant choose to pass it on. That's all this move was. And now some people are saying, well, you know, President Trump blinked. He's backing off. Does China have the upper hand like you were talking about here? You know, these are negotiations and moves and things. I think it's just way too early to be able to tell who has the upper hand. China's economy is really hurting very bad. They have a lot of unrest, unfortunately, in Hong Kong right now. And you know, they need us as the consumer in a large way. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I've always thought all along the way in these trade talks and trade deals that instead of getting one grand deal that covers everything, we may over years get series of little tiny trade deals here and there along the path is what I think is going to happen.
One more quick question before I have to take the first break, and that is the American farmers. They haven't been very happy at all with the tariffs on China. And, of course, China, as I understand it, is not budging on its promise to, you know, to buy more U.S. farm products. What's going on there?
Well, that is true, and that is unfortunate. And you know, this is typical as to what I've been told anyway about things that happen. They say, yes, we're going to do something, and they turn around, they don't do it. And they made a promise that they were going to buy more agricultural products. As you know, our big export is protein, right? They were going to buy more from our farmers, and then they turned around and they didn't do it. And that's when President Trump said, all right, well, then you're going to get another 10% tariff. And now President Trump's saying, well, wait a minute. Maybe we're just going to delay this tariff past the shopping season. So we'll have to wait and see how it comes out. Who knows? Maybe 3 weeks from now, China comes out and says, all right, well, we're going to buy some agricultural products. But some people are saying, nope, China's going to try and stretch this thing out as far as possible, see what happens in the election, and roll the dice with that. Because, you know, Trump is negotiating very hard, and they don't know. You know, I guess they're thinking whoever, if somebody replaces them, there'll be less conflict with it all. So
we did a show yesterday with Bill Gertz on just that China really is intentionally targeting defeating him in 2020. So this thing has all kinds of implications, ramifications to it.
It sure does. It absolutely does. And, you know, they why would they want to give up what they have, what they've already gotten from us, right? They're not going to want to give it up, but we're going to want to try to improve trade, and that's where these negotiations are coming out.
We're going to continue the conversation. Stay with us with an expert in his field, certainly, Larry Rosenthal. As a matter of fact, he's authored a book, Financial Success in the Year 2000 and Beyond. He co-authored that a few years ago. His next book expected out by the end of the year. And, of course, you can connect with him every Saturday morning, as many of you already do, Making Money Sense from 9 to 10 a.m. His website is LarryRosenthal.com. And stay with us. By the way, if you have a question, now's a good time to call 888-293-9282, and Julie will get you on the air.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. To help you get started, we want to send you our free author submission kit. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us, and if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, and distribute your book online and in bookstores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It could happen, and it all starts with one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 800-566-1012 for your free author submission kit. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. So call for your free author submission kit right now. Call 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text OPEN to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text OPEN to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's OPEN to 350-350.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Have you ever felt as though that could be true? For nearly 2,000 years, the book of Revelation has heralded a new era. Now you can experience the apocalypse in a whole new light at Museum of the Bible's exhibition, The Tapestry of Light, a 21st Century Apocalypse. This breathtaking glow-in-the-dark tapestry combines art, science, and the story of Revelation on an epic scale. Get your tickets today at museumofthebible.org. Museum of the Bible. Experience it.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, and delighted to have Larry Rosenthal with me on the show today. He's the president of Rosenthal Wealth Management Group, host of Making Money Sense radio program, of course, right here Saturday mornings, from 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on 105.1 FM WAVA. And we're talking about a very volatile stock market. But we've already discussed, Larry, the impact of today's decision by the president to forego some tariffs against China, at least for the short term. So that really has brought, at least temporary stability to the market. But with all the ups and downs of the market, people are, I'm sure, saying, I don't know what to do. When do I invest? When do I pull out? How should they, what are some of the advice that you would give people generally, not just today, but in general when they approach the market and think of investing?
Well, Don, you hit the nail right on the head. There is just a lot of headline news out there with tariffs and now with interest rates. With the, you know, let me just broaden the question a little bit here with interest rates with the Federal Reserve. You know, they're talking about more rate cuts in the future, yet we're seeing little tiny signs of inflation picking up. And that's kind of the opposite of what they should be doing there. So half of Wall Street is saying, hey, yeah, we want more rate cuts. And the other half saying, hold on a second. We've got kind of Goldilocks going on. We've got the economy's not overheating and it's not slowing too much. It's just right. So why are we doing this? And it is a tough time because the markets are moving on headline news, trade, interest rates, Federal Reserve, and things of that nature. So you have to say, well, if somebody's investing, if they have their money already invested, how should they be positioned today versus somebody who's thinking about putting in new money to work? How do you go about doing that? So let's take the second part first. If you're going to be putting new money into the market today, you definitely have to make sure that you have a game plan in line for your time and measure your risk tolerance. And then I would dollar cost average it in. I would put a little bit in each month. So as the markets go up and down, you're sort of getting that average price over time. And then as far as, you know, people that have saved all their money in their 401k plans and they're getting closer to, or maybe they're already in retirement, how do they go about acting in today's market? And it's very important to really understand. It comes back to risk, Don. It comes back to understanding, how do you measure the amount of risk that's in your portfolio? You know, 1 month it's up, 1 month it's down, back and forth. And can you deal with these swings up and down as you continue to age through the calendar to a point in time when you're going to need to turn this money into income streams for college or retirement planning and things of that nature? So it's important to when you're working with your advisor or if you, a lot of people don't understand their risk levels, and the market has a risk level rating of 1.00. It's called beta, BETA. If your risk level is 0.9, you're 10% less risky. If it's a 1.1, just to keep things very easy here over the air, then you're 10% more risky. And it's one of the most under-asked questions that investors say is, what is my risk level, and prove out to me what my risk level is? Because the conversation of saying, oh, you're moderate risk, that can mean a lot of different points and a lot of different swings up and down to people. So it's important to understand exactly where you are. And you can find that out at Morningstar or Zephyr Reports and things of that nature. If you can go to my website, LarryRosenthal.com, and shoot us off an email. We'll teach you how to do that. We've got information in our article section on how to go about assessing the right amount of risk that you have in your portfolio for your desired objectives and goals.
Again, that website is LarryRosenthal.com. But right now, in addition to any questions that I may have to ask Larry, I really invite you to take advantage of his expertise. He's had years in this business, decades really in this business now, well-respected as one of the experts in the field. And I encourage you to call us right here, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. In a more general way, Larry, talk about why it is wise for most people to consider getting someone like yourself to help them manage their wealth. Sadly, most of us never got any kind of instruction in high school or maybe even in college unless we specialized in those areas. And our families maybe didn't insert that into our upbringing because they too didn't have that kind of knowledge. So why is that important for someone to really be willing to sit down with someone like yourself or your colleagues there at your office and say, hey, here's where I am. What can you do for me?
Don, it's kind of like, you know, figuring out how to build an engine for me. I don't know how to do that, so I don't even know what questions to ask. Right. And a lot of investors don't know what questions to really ask. And if you know, I've seen – it's interesting. I've seen many, many people over the years manage it themselves, do it themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But as they get closer to that magical retirement year, you know, a few years out, they really start to seek professional advice because they recognize that they can't mess it up at this point. It's like pulling the boat into the dock, you know. The waves are pushing, the wind's moving you around a little bit, and then all of a sudden as you get closer, you're kind of going, all right, now we're in and we can't come back out again. And so, at the very least, I would suggest this, that if you have questions or doubts or you're not sure what's happening in the economy, find a financial advisor, pay him and her their hourly fee, spend an hour with them, and just bounce ideas off. And ask them, you know, explain to me, what is your buy and sell decision process? What are the key components of the economy or the Federal Reserve notes or whatever that you're looking at in the market that makes you decide, hey, it's time to take a little bit less risk or it's time to take a little bit more risk, you know, just like the, you know, last week when the German PMI numbers came out and it really proved that Europe is now in a contraction stage. And if you still have money internationally, well, at this point, it may not be growing as well as other places around the globe. So you may want to be able to pull some of those dollars back. Those are some of the types of things that a seasoned financial advisor is going to be able to sit down and talk to you one-on-one across the table. So it's well worth your time to go in with, you know, whoever's office it is. You can use ours or someone else and really bounce these ideas off of them.
I wanted to ask you another question before we take this bottom of the hour break, and that is more personal in terms of yourself. You've been at this work for over 20 years. What got you started in it, and what are, more to the point, what are some of the important things you've learned over the last two decades, especially about people and their money through all those years of experience? What pops into your mind right now with that question?
Well, just off the cuff, I would say the emotional decisions that people make about money. And a lot of times, Don, I tell you, I get the question all the time, you know, how do I become financially independent? How do I achieve that? And I explain to people, you know, you first have to understand who owns it. And are you trying to control money, or is money trying to control you? You know, the Lord really gives us these assets, whether it's money or real estate or singing voices or whatever it may be, and we need to be good stewards of that. And so when you really stop and understand what your role is with money and you start controlling it versus it controlling you, you stay away from a lot of these foolish emotional decisions that get people backed into a corner a lot of times. And that's really where it starts, Don.
And I want to go back to something I mentioned at the outset. Most of us never got this kind of information growing up, perhaps today. I hope it's different for a lot of families, and that's no criticism of our parents, but some parents did better at it than others, perhaps. But I guess my question out of that is it ever too late for people to really get a basic grip, so to speak, on how to handle their money?
No, it's not too late at all, and that's sort of the dilemma that we have. You know, the Lord gives us these assets, and now we've got to use them in man's economy, in man's tools, right? You know, we've got to get educated on the purpose of a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA. We've got to get educated on a closed-end mutual fund versus an open-end mutual fund. All the different products out there, mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, bonds, options, they all have primary investment objectives. They all have pros and cons attached to them. And no, it's not too late to get educated on them whatsoever and to be able to manage the dollars toward whatever your goals are. So no, I'm a big believer in education and you can never, you know, it's not too late to start on anything at all.
Now, I know you've through the years offered a lot of free information to folks, either on your website or sometimes some articles or little booklets that they can receive. Anything that you're offering right now that folks could go to the website and request?
Absolutely. We've got a couple of things out there. One is our financial planning toolkit. We've given away thousands of these over the years, tens of thousands, you know, all across the country. You can just go to my website, LarryRosenthal.com, and just request our financial planning toolkit. And it basically is just sort of a form that's going to help you fill out. You'll fill it out a little bit. It takes just a few minutes. And essentially, Don, what it does is it draws a line in the sand and it says, if I keep doing what I've been doing, where am I going to be down the road? And then it starts probing you with questions and thoughts on what are we going to change about this? where are we going to be down the road? And you can also visit the website there on the first page, LarryRosenthal.com again, and look at the video. And there's a video there. It's about 90 seconds in length. And that's how a properly structured financial plan should look and function for you. It should update live all the time, and those are a couple things on the website that people can go look at, as well as all the articles and stuff that they can download and all the different information that's out there.
We're going to take a break and come back. Half hour gone already. The phone lines are still available if you have questions of your own. We're going to be talking about some other things when we come back. How do people set things up so they can live on interest in retirement years? I know Larry can speak to that. And there are other things that he wants to talk about, and that I'll ask him. But I want to hear from you as well. 888-293-9282. No dumb question, but the one you didn't ask. So give us a call, 888-293-9282, and we'll be right back.
The Entertainment Answer. Actress Isabella Moner brings Dora the Explorer to the big screen and loves her optimism.
Seeing her eternal joy for everything, even if she's getting attacked by an animal or something, she's like, all right, let's work this through and find out how we're going to get out of the situation. And so I used that optimism and I just kind of amped it up a little bit more to make it more of a contrast between her and the kids that she goes to school with.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. 404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
I-270 northbound delays are between Shady Grove Road and Middlebrook Road, and again between 121 and I-70. Beltway Interloop between Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue, we have an accident blocking the right side of the roadway. On the outer loop, you'll see delays between 202 Landover Road and 450 Annapolis Road. This report is sponsored by Elephant Insurance. Elephant guides you to smarter auto insurance options that fit your life and your budget. Elephant gives you a bundling discount, nationwide claims coverage, and more. Visit elephant.com to learn more. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy and humid tonight. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Andy's storm could be heavy early at night. Low is 75. Variably cloudy tomorrow and Thursday with a shower and thunderstorm around each day. High tomorrow 88. High Thursday 85. Very warm and Humid on Friday, partial sunshine with an altitude high of 89. Similar weather heading into the weekend. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Bob Crowe Show on WAVA. Our number to talk with Larry Rosenthal, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. And remember, you can talk with him any Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA on Making Money Sense, a show he's hosted for a number of years now. A lot of good information. And Larry, before we come back to your conversation and mine together, I want to bring somebody up here on the show who wants to talk with you. I think it is, let me see here, Matthew in Riverdale, Maryland. Matt, thanks for the call. You're on with Larry Rosenthal. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Don Crowe. Yes. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I want to talk to Larry about my investment. I retired last year, but I still have all my money with Nationwide, who is taking charge of the all the stocks and investment area. But can I withdraw some of those money and put it in Roth IRA so I can generate some interest?
Yes, sir, you can. You can do what's called a conversion. Now, is this from your existing, I'm assuming it's a 401k plan at your old employer, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you can do a conversion. You can take a piece of it and convert it into a Roth IRA. Now, you have to pay taxes upon that conversion right there, but yes, you can do that. And you said something there that made me want to ask you a question. You said you want to convert it to a Roth IRA because you want to have it make some more interest. Is it not earning an effective enough rate of return where it is now?
I don't have any idea how much interest is coming out from where it is now, you know. But I have to check with my investors Nationwide to see if that can pay off instead of, you know, converting it to Roth IRA. But your program to see if there's anything I can do with some of the money.
Yes, so here's sort of the checklist of things that I want you to go through, sir. That is, first of all, people will convert money from their traditional 401ks or IRAs over to a Roth IRA for two primary reasons. One is they want to convert the money and then several years later, 8 or 9 years later, use some of that money in retirement for tax-free income. And two, they want to be able to pass assets on to their heirs, non-spousal beneficiaries, kids or grandkids, in a tax-free way. As long as those two are your motives, then you should look at doing a Roth conversion. And before you look at doing it, let's first see how much money is being made in the account now, and then take a look at where your tax bracket is, because you might not remember when you convert, you're going to have to pay taxes. So we don't want to push you up into too high of a tax bracket. And then we have to build this program out over a handful of years, because most people end up doing series of little conversions where they'll convert, you know, a piece of it this year, a piece of it next year, a piece of it the third year, so forth and so on all the way down the road, so that they don't end up paying an over amount of money in taxes. And one of the interesting points right now about the Roth conversion world is that with the tax breaks that we're currently living under now, remember, taxes go back up in 2025. So there's a good chance that earlier in your career you put money into the 401k and received a tax deduction in a higher tax bracket than you may be pulling it out today. So that's sort of the information there. And you can go visit my website, LarryRosenthal.com, and there's information out there about Roth conversions.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you
for
the call.
Appreciate the phone call.
Right. And speaking of phone calls and appreciating them, would love to hear from you. We only have about 20 minutes of showtime left here in this hour for talking with Larry. Number to call is 888-293-9282. Again, 888 888- 888-293-9282. One more time, 888-293-9282. Give us a call if you'd like to ask your own question. Now, I mentioned before that last break that there are people who can do it and that people should learn how or structure themselves so that in retirement they actually don't have to live on the principal but rather on the interest. How is that a possibility? How do you do that?
So Don, that's a very interesting topic, and I was speaking with an advisor earlier this week in Pennsylvania, okay? And he's a younger advisor. He's in his 30s, and he was telling me about he was working with some clients, and I told him, I said, ask the clients what's more important to them in retirement, the rate of return or the amount of income that's coming in. So stop and think about it, Don. One day when you retire, is it more important for you to have a rate of return on your money or for you to have a dependable stream of income from reliable sources, maybe even in a tax-efficient manner during your retirement years? Because it's all about income in retirement, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so if we – when we're growing our money, when we're saving our dollars for retirement purposes down the road, usually they're in some sort of growth mode. And when we get to the point when we're in retirement, we have to turn those dollars, we have to turn those specific investments over into sort of a growth and income scenario, because the growth and the income piece of it's going to enable us to start living on some interest without selling off the ownership of shares. See, if you have a stock that doesn't pay a dividend and you want to pull some money out of it, then you have to sell off the shares. And so when that stock goes up in value down the road, you're not gaining any more value out of it because you've sold the ownership of those shares. So when you break down the several different ways in retirement that somebody receives income, you know, first one is Social Security and pensions, maybe working. But now we get into interest, and there's bonds. The primary investment objective of bonds is current income. Growth is secondary. So think of bonds in sort of three different levels: bonds that pay low interest, medium-sized interest, and bonds that are paying higher interest rates, you know, 7-8%. There's also different types of stocks out there, Don, that pay interest as dividends as well. So you're receiving income without selling the ownership of shares. That enables your principal to continue to grow and rise over time with the markets. So it's important to understand the different ways, again, to go about doing it. There are stocks out there that are paying dividends of, you know, 2, 3, 4%, and some of them 9, 10%. And they're in different segments of the market, some in real estate, some in, you know, utilities, energy, whatever it may be. So there's ways that you can infuse cash into your portfolio in retirement years. Again, the key being not selling off shares. You can also use what's called a systematic withdrawal plan with mutual funds. Here you just pull out a fixed dollar amount each month, and then the dividends and capital gains and interest go back into the mutual fund to buy more shares each month that you pull the dollars out in each quarter that they're paid. Also annuities. There are ways that you can have money come out of annuities, and in some cases not sell off principal, as well as using certain types of very low risk, covered call writing, where you're using some option programs that you can create income into your portfolio. So there's several ways that people need to understand. And this kind of goes back to one of your questions earlier is, you know, what are some of the things that people miss when they don't understand what they're doing, when they're trying to do it themselves and they're not working with an advisor? You know, one of the things that will break down for people, Don, is the importance of maintaining a reliable stream of income in a tax-efficient manner in retirement years. And so there are the several ways that one can go about doing it.
Folks, we're going to take another break. We have about 15 minutes of time left to talk with Larry. And obviously, this is to whet your appetite in two ways. Number one, if you're looking for someone who can really sit down with you and walk through a lot of these things that you've been wondering about, I couldn't recommend anybody better than Larry Rosenthal. And in addition to that, of course, Saturday mornings, every week, he's here from 9 to 10 on Making Money Sense. You can call him then as well. But I'd advise you to go to the website, LarryRosenthal.com, and perhaps make an appointment to sit down with him or one of his colleagues at their office and talk through some of your challenges. But right now, we still have phone lines available for another 15 minutes for you to call and give us your question on the air. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Give us a call.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new five-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Hi folks, Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival. But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year scholarship or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525 or go online to WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Talking with Larry Rosenthal, financial planning expert. That's the word I'm looking for. He really is. Now, listen, in fact, many of you know this because you've seen him in national media settings, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, CNBC, Fox News, or Fox Business, rather. NPR also appeared as a guest host for Crown Financial Ministries on Larry Burkett's program Money Matters. Much more to, in other words, we're hearing from a man who's been in this business a long time and is driven by the Christian ethic, if you will. His faith is very important to him. We've known each other for years and worked on things together for years. And Larry, talk, if you would, in these last few minutes. We have one more break coming up, but I've heard you talk about tax allocation on your show. What's that all about? What do you mean by that?
Well, Don, the IRS looks at our money through four different lenses. And so backing it up here, you know, we've heard of asset allocation. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, you know. Make sure you have money here and there and around. And we've talked about product allocation before. You know, make sure you understand the pros and cons of mutual funds and individual stocks or bonds and ETFs and ETNs and things like that. Well, tax allocation is along the same line there. The IRS views us through four different ways, four different lenses. Taxable, you know, each year that your money's growing, you have to pay taxes on it. You get that little 1099 at the end of the year, and you have to pay taxes. Even though you're not spending the money, you still have to pay some taxes on some of the growth, the interest and dividends and things like that. Next one is tax deductible and tax deferred, typically like a 401k or the government TSP. You're putting money in pre-tax, so you're not paying tax on it today, but one day down the road when you pull it out, it's all taxable to you. The third way is non-deductible and tax-deferred. And then the fourth way, which a lot of people wish they had most of, but they don't, is tax-exempt or tax-free. And so when the Roth IRA came out, it became a very big deal to understand how to use this so that you can set yourself up down the road with tax-efficient income in retirement years or to pass assets on to your heirs. Matter of fact, I teach a seminar class that we're going to be rolling out again here in the D.C. and Baltimore area in September, October, November, December, at the end of the year here. It's called Going from Taxable to Tax-Free. So think about that. You know, how do you start an investment? And then what are the ways that the IRS is going to look at your money? And to be frank, Don, if I had a dollar to invest, I'd put a quarter into each different tax system that are governing my different investments, knowing that I'm going to get the most tax efficiency while the money's growing and receiving the income. So a lot of information there in this seminar that we're going to be doing on it. But you know, stop and think for a second. What's the most important thing, or what's the most expensive thing, I should say, inside your investments? And that is taxes.
Mm.
So, you know, who takes 20, 30, sometimes 35% of your earnings sometimes, you know, depending on your tax bracket and stuff. So think about when you go to open up an account, you go to simply to the bank account and you open it up, you and your wife's name. You know, it's usually joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Or if you do an investment account, joint tenants of right and survivorship. Or a house. Well, there are tax implications depending on how you register every type of an account, whether it's individual, registered in a trust, registered joint tenants in common, tenants in entirety, tenants with rights of ownership. So all of those things have a tax implication while the asset's put in and then when the asset comes out. So there's 11 different ways that we can title assets. And so a lot of people don't realize this, and there's a lot of efficiency in understanding how to go about doing this. So we'll be teaching that class coming up in the fall as well.
Well, we'll check back with you as to how folks can get registered for that or find more information. I assume it'll be on your web. But we'll have about 4 or 5 minutes when we come back. I want to follow up with one more question. And again, if you're just joining us, talking with Larry Rosenthal. And if you've missed most of this hour, it's archived, of course, within 24 hours at WAVA. Our website, WAVA.com, the Don Kroah Show podcasts are there. And, of course, Larry is here every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. with Making Money Sense. So you can pick up on some of these things then with him as well.
Are you looking for a private school that'll help your elementary or middle school child realize their potential? Manassas Christian School has so much more to offer your child. Manassas Christian School features several advantages such as small class sizes, a focus on respect and values, kindergarten through eighth grade, robotics programs, plus after-school sports and clubs right on campus. Is transportation an issue? They feature round-trip bus to and from your home if you live in the Gainesville, Haymarket, Manassas, or Woodbridge areas. Call now. It's not too late to enroll your child for classes starting this September. The enrollment process is quick and easy. To learn all about how Manassas Christian School can benefit your child and to set up a visit, just go to their website at www.manassaschristianschool.com or just call 703-393-6555. 703-393-6555.
Hey friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is an important month for children in the country of Haiti. We're asking for your help to put children in school this fall with your scholarship gift of only $110. That gift covers everything they need for school, including their uniform, their shoes, the school fees, school supplies, even the noon meal every single day. Your tax-deductible gift to Cross International sends these kids to school for the very first time. How many children would you provide school for this year? The phone number, 888-715-2525, 888-715-2525, 888-715-2525, or click the Cross International banner right there at WAVA.com. Let's help as many kids as we can. Thank you. God bless you. We'll meet you there at the phone, 888-715-2525.
It's time. You've been talking about going to Israel for so many years. Do it now. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Gethsemane, and the Garden Tomb. This is simply a fraction of the many places we visit, not to even mention the spiritual impact it will have on your life. Do it now. Visit and experience Israel with WAVA. Give me, Dennis Williams, a call. I'd love to tell you more. 703-807-2211 or WAVA.com, keyword Israel.
Do you want your child or grandchild in Christian school? The very best Christian schools in the greater D.C. area are part of WAVA's half-price tuition program. You can literally save half on tuition for Christian school this year. We have schools all over the geographic area, PG, Montgomery, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, and Arlington counties. To see the schools and the discounted prices for your child, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or call us to learn more. We're WAVA.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. A couple of more minutes with Larry Rosenthal, president of Rosenthal Wealth Management Group. Their website is his name, LarryRosenthal.com. In this last couple of minutes, Larry, you say there are some fundamentals of a financial plan, maybe some steps that folks can really consider taking. Talk to us about that.
Sure, Don. One of the biggest parts of the financial plan, I'll actually cover that last, but you really have to gather up all of your assets. And like we were talking about in the last segment, understand how they're titled. Take a look at how things are titled, who owns them, who your beneficiaries are. gather up all your assets, liabilities, cash flow. Have someone analyze them. Take a look at each investment that you have, whether it's a bank account or the different investments inside your 401k or the government TSP or your stock brokerage account or whatever it is, and go down line by line and ask, well, what's the purpose of this mutual fund? What's the purpose of that stock inside the each one of the investments? What is the objective? What is the goal of those? So analyze those. Grade the different investments according to its peer group. You know, if you have a mutual fund that's a large company stock growth fund, you know, there's 1,700 different funds out there. How does it rank? How does it stack up against all the other ones? Does it meet your risk acceptance level? Is it as efficient in taxes as you would want it to be? There's a whole bunch of different points that you can analyze all of these to. Then sit down with the advisor and have him or her make some recommendations on what they see. Pull out some of the financial blind spots that's inside your investments. You know, one financial blind spot that a lot of people have is overlooking the proper amount of life insurance they have, or even an umbrella policy on top of their home or auto policy. Wills, trust, all these different areas that you really need, that the financial advisor is going to tie together. Think about that for a second. Taxes, the investments, wills, trust, and things like that. But the most important thing that's overlooked in a financial plan is the monitoring of it. You should be reviewing your financial plan a couple of times a year, updating it. And if you go to my website, LarryRosenthal.com, you'll see an example of a financial plan there. And ours update pretty much overnight each night with all the different assets. So go check that out. That's the most overlooked part is the monitoring of it all and the review of it all. So that would be the key takeaway in developing a financial plan, Don.
Well, a good hour, a quick hour, a lot of questions that we could have gotten to, but hey, it's an hour's long, but look, there's an hour every Saturday morning, and beyond that, there's a website we've been giving you that you can connect with Larry and talk with him and his colleagues at their office if you wish to do that, LarryRosenthal.com. Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you. Appreciate you being available.
Yes, sir, Don. Thanks for having me. God bless. Have a great day.
You too. President of Rosenthal Wealth Management Group, Larry Rosenthal. Again, the website is LarryRosenthal.com. And also, don't forget, Saturday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m., Making Money Sense. He hosts that show and takes your calls there as well.
Buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.